Cripes, we got a show to do.
No. Things to talk about off air, Brock. Come on.
It's so funny how many times I go, Hunter, all right, we got a break. And he's like, hold on, like, real quick. And I'm like, no, we have, like, quick. Literally, the intro is on. We have to go, well, let me tell you this one quick thing. Dear God.
Hey, like, if you don't think this show is live, here you go, man.
Like
that's a prime example.
I'm sitting there watching it count down, like, all right, the intro's going to end, and it's going to be dead air. So Hunter's got to tell me a story. Anyway, we got to get to it. It is time for, of course, he's telling me like a sad story. I'm like, I hate to cut you off at this point, but
It was a bad one to cut off. Dude.
You need to shut the hell up. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring? You want a place to start a career with great starting pay, room to grow, awesome benefits, and a place where they care about you? Check out special-lite.com right here in Southwest Michigan and start that new career with Specialite. Your topic for today, the last movie you watched will now be your entire life.
Oh,
how unfortunate or fortunate are you at this point?
Because I'm not dressing for gym class, that's for sure. I just watched Emo Batman, the Batman in theaters on the way back.
The new one with that dreamy Robert Pattinson, yes.
Yes, and you know what? I'm going to say I got to watch it again. I'm going to watch it again, give it another shot. The first time, maybe the seat was uncomfortable. Maybe I was in a weird spot in Vegas when we watched it. I don't know, but the vibe wasn't there. I felt depressed leaving that movie for some reason.
But you know, you're going to be you're a billionaire that, you know, gets a
white
crime, you know, bang cat woman. That's not bad.
Yeah. It does make out with her in the movie for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's kind of weird watching Batman kiss someone in the bat. I don't see. Yeah. That's another thing in the movie.
Batman.
It was weird.
Kiss me. I'm Batman.
Yeah. It's kind of, no. Batman, you're supposed to be out there fighting, not making out with people. Come on.
I've seen this so many times. It's like funny, you know. Batman doesn't believe in killing people, okay? But he has no problem crippling someone to where they spend the rest of their life
just hanging on to dear life,
and just a life full of medical. Rather just die. Come on now, just kill me, Batman.
Just throw an extra couple elbows in there.
No,
you know?
You're gonna be in a wheelchair the rest of your life because I'm Batman. I don't believe in killing, but I will set you up for a life of pain and medical bills, Batman.
But you know what? Hey, no, it's not Batman. I'm taking it back because I watched Spider-Man after it.
No, new
Spider-Man.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You watched Batman, your emo Batman. Now deal with it. Yep, nice try. Nice try. Again, it could be worse, Hunter. It could be worse. I mean, you'd be a superhero, I guess.
Could have watched like The Shining or something.
You'd end up being Alfred. Like, damn it, I'm the butler? It's ridiculous.
Sucks.
For me, interesting. So, Kiki and I the other day watched Deepwater. Have you seen that yet?
I'm trying to think.
So, it's the new Ben Affleck movie.
I haven't seen it. No, I've seen the cover for it. Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. And it's a thriller, right? You know, you're kind of like, what's happening?
I think the wife is watching it right now. Is it? It's not a movie, is it?
It's a movie.
It's a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie. But all in all, I'm torn because I would be married to literally one of the hottest women in the world, Ana de Armas. She's his wife, so she'd be my wife. But then I also have to murder people.
She's my wife.
Yeah, I also have to kill people because of her being a floozy and getting drunk and fooling around behind my back. It's a great movie. It's a great movie, Jack. But I'm torn because it's like, okay, and get her, but then I also get to murder people. Like, it's weird. It's a weird setup. Weird setup.
So if it was Kiki, does she get the good end of the deal? Is Ben Affleck a good guy in the movie? Or
he's a very caring husband. I'll say that. You know,
but he just starts murdering people.
And there's a part of the movie. I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but snails are involved. But I don't know how. Like, there's never really explained. I don't know.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, but that would be my life. That would be my life. It'd be Ben Affleck, who likes snails and murdering people. So
weird.
I don't know.
Weird answer.
God forbid I watch, you know, the movie Zombie Strippers or something cool, you know?
Something neat, you know? Could be a Ninja Turtle.
No, we're stuck. Emo Batman and Ben Affleck, who was also Batman. Dude. It's kind of crossed. All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. The last movie you watched is now your entire life. How fortunate or unfortunate are you? We'll have your answer when we come back. Stick around. Good morning.
Good morning, man. What's up?
7:54, Brock Hunter.
Last movie you watched, huh?
Yeah. That's right. Batman. Emo Batman. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Nikator in Benton Township. The last movie you watched will be your entire life. How unfortunate or fortunate are you? Maybe it worked out well. Let's see. Lauren said The Adam Project. Have you watched that yet? It's actually pretty good.
No, I have not.
Pretty good. Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds makes like three bad movies and then a good movie. And The Adam Project is a good movie. It's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
You're a binge watcher. Here's a question. How was so many people seeing so many things? Do you just sit in your house all day long and watch Netflix?
Well, you know,
try to get outside once in a while.
At night, well, what did doing what? In the wind, it's crappy outside. What are you doing outside right now? Huh?
Here's the thing. When you have Netflix on, are you fully focused into the Netflix? Are you and your wife on your phones too?
Depends on what we're watching. Like, if I just got something on in the background, like if I just got like my Duck Dynasty on in the background or something like that, you know, you're kind of doing this. You go over, grab a bite to eat, or you play with the baby, check your phone, do all that. So,
I think I might have seen a lot of things, but it was just in the background. So I, you know, can't recall anything.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's for a lot of us. You got to go back and watch it. And revisit it. We do that with some shows. Like, well, I missed that the last episode. Well, I'm going to go back and watch that or whatever. So, anyway. Let's see. Blake said, Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring. Guess I'm going on an epic adventure with a bunch of Brocks to toss the ring in a volcano. Damn you, Blake.
Bunch of shorties, right?
Bunch of hobbits. I do have hairy feet, and I am short, all right? Fine. Good for you. Good. You said something funny for once, Blake. Good for you.
There you go. Count it.
Let's see. Bill said Transylvania 4, the transformation. Would be kind of fun. Hang around with.
What is that, a vampire movie? The kid movie.
The kid vampire movie. I think Adam Sandler is the voice of the. Not in this one, but you got Andy Samberg in there and everything. Yeah. Let's see. Jeremy said The Green Mile. Great movie. Don't know if I'd want to be in it, though. You know, I don't know if I'd want that to be my life.
I mean, what character? What, I mean. Nothing really works out in that movie too.
No, because you know, you got Tom Hanks' character who, you know, does his thing, but he lives really long because now he's been cursed with that. You got the little mouse. Are you the mouse in that character? Are you John Coffey?
John, what a sad. Why do you have to die?
That movie gets you every time, man. Every time.
Especially when he starts crying. When that big dude starts crying, it gets you. It gets you.
Boss. God. Every time. Kiss me.
You know.
Let's see. Scott said, Remember the Titans. There's another one. I mean, all right. Yeah, you're back in high school playing football, but then your best buddy damn near dies in a car wreck.
Yeah. That actual team came to, like, LMC, and we did, like, a whole day of, like, talking with these people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what the movie was about, the actual team came around. And it was pretty neat, dude.
Yeah.
It's an incredible story. It really is.
Bobby said, Mr. Holland's Opus. Not bad.
I haven't seen that in so long.
So long, yeah. What's that? Who's the main guy? I can't think of it.
I can't even recall what's it about.
Remember, it's about Mr. Holland's Opus. That's what.
What's an opus? I forgot.
You got the music teacher, and then it just kind of ends with this big final, you know, opus, his final work, and then his son is deaf, and it's you know, kind of with him being a music teacher and his son not being able to hear music, and when he finally all that, yeah.
I think there's a reason why I forgot it. Sounds like it.
It's you know, for us as kids when that movie came out, that was an adult movie. You should watch
it
now.
Watching in school? Was it a school movie?
Might have. I don't know. Sherry said Toy Story. That's a good one to be in. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
So you get to pick who you get to be in this movie in this lifetime? Or
It's a made-up topic of nonsense. I don't think it matters. Sure. Go for it. Go. You can pick who you want. Ben said Half-Baked. That's a good movie. If that was the last one you watched, you're stuck in. Yeah.
Definitely going to be stoned the rest of your life.
Man. Oh, man.
And some Funyuns, man.
Funyuns, yeah. Pop, 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 pop. There's some good ones. Michelle had Captain America Civil War. That one's aggressive. That one would be exhausting to be in.
What's that, like a four-hour-long movie?
Something like that, yeah. One of those. You're not a big fan of all the Marvel movies, are you?
Yeah, dude, I just watched the new Spider-Man. Dude, awesome movie.
Yeah,
great
one.
Movie.
That one's long too, though, isn't it? You're always hemming and hawing about long movies.
It was a
movies.
Good movie. Yeah, it was a good movie. It didn't seem drawn out.
Yeah,
like some of these Marvel movies.
It's interesting because everybody is like each Marvel movie that comes out, they say like this is the best Marvel movie, and that's what they're saying
now.
The greatest,
the greatest, whatever. Dude, I'm telling you, watch this new Spider-Man. I watched the new Batman and the Spider-Man. I wish I went and saw Spider-Man.
Spider-Man last because you don't want to be emo Batman? Well, deal with it, buddy. That's your life now. All right,
hey, we're swinging from buildings.
Spider-Man. All right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.